There are a lot of cranes in the air and shovels in the ground around central New York this summer, but that doesn't jive with the latest job figures from New York State that show Onondaga County losing jobs at an alarming rate. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, economic boosters in the region say patience is the key.
The latest figures from the state labor department show that Syracuse and vicinity lost the most jobs last month than any other part of the state. And the region has been losing jobs monthly since February, the most 2,700 in May. Onondaga County was even mentioned in a Wall Street Journal story about how factory jobs are rebounding regionally, with the Syracuse area left in the dust. Yet over the last couple of weeks, there have been groundbreakings, grand openings, and news of business expansion across the area. Rob Simpson's job as head of Center State CEO and the Central New York Regional Business Council is to bring jobs to the community. He considered the disparity during a groundbreaking of the new Upstate Cancer Center that's supposed to bring 100 jobs into the economy.
We have some challenges, fundamental challenges in the economy. There's no one who gets more frustrated than I do when you look at growth beginning to pick back up around the country and not seeing that same level of growth here.
But he also believes the economy is headed in the right direction, especially in relation to the cost of doing business in New York State, pointing specifically to new state tax incentives as well as the creation of the Regional Economic Council that's supposed to boost regional projects. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney says it may just be a case of the inevitable lapse between the announcement of jobs and the actuality of those jobs. And at a groundbreaking in DeWitt for a nanotechnology center, she says if that's the case, job creation is actually moving at a swift pace.
To announce in March that this was going to happen and to be here today for a groundbreaking is almost unheard of in politics. So I would hope that we're very close to seeing the real benefit that all of upstate New York has had because of these regional economic development councils and this focus on collaboration.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.